This is the Walking Leader Podcast, and this is episode 174. Hello, this is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 174. The Walking Leader Podcast serves as an audio tool for leaders and future leaders to sharpen their skills and hone their craft. I am David Guerra, and I am here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. It's about supporting your leaders. Support your leaders. And this applies to everybody. And it applies for a reason. Because we're at a point now where people are starting to forget that, hey, our leaders need support too. And they need them at all levels, top down, bottom up, peer to peer, cross sectors. They need that support. Everyone needs that support. And why are we at that point? Well, because times change, people change, and sometimes we need to be reminded that, hey, wait a minute, our leaders need our support. And I'm not just talking about our political leaders. No, I'm talking about leaders across the board, at home, at work, in social settings, well, for those of you that practice in a religious setting, those of you that practice in a political setting. We need leaders. We need leaders. Military lives by its leaders, but then again, it also lives by and it dies by its subordinates. So think about that. And so that's what I'm saying, top down as well. So let me break this down. So we're taught, or the general perception, we're not taught, with just the general perception, that when people say support your leaders means it's from the bottom up. You know, we got to support the boss. We got to take care of the boss, you know, the CEO, you know, whatever they do, that's it. But no. And as I have talked about, and as if I have ad nauseum, I've repeatedly said this, that sometimes the leader is not the person that's the manager. The leader is sometimes not the person whose name is on the building. The leader is sometimes not the individual you would expect to be the leader. They might have a title, but it doesn't make them automatically a leader. Sometimes that leader is the person you meet as you walk through the front door. Sometimes that leader is the person who answers the phone. Sometimes that leader is the person at the front gate, and so on and so on. It's those that make that first impression, those that have that face-to-face, one-on-one, frontline contact. That's where your leaders are. And our leaders on paper supporting those leaders. That's the top down. You've got to support them. Bottom up, obviously, you know, you have your boss, you have your supervisors, you have your managers, you have your leaders. You support them as well, because if they're taking care of you, don't you think it's reciprocal that you should take care of them? It works both ways. It's a dialogue. It's a two-way street. So supporting your leaders is a two-way street. They recognize you as a leader. They support you. They give you, that should be their job, is to support you. And we're talking about those at the upper level of the organizational chart, up there at that bottleneck. Because, well, and I'll get on bottleneck on a different subject, but it's up there at the bottleneck, you know, because the bottleneck is usually at the top of the bottle. All right. So that being said, they should be there to support you. The leaders, the ones that are making it happen, the ones that are putting steel on target, the ones that are, you know, shoulders to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, or is it shoulders to the grindstone, nose to the wheel? Whatever it is, you're making it happen. You're up there in the front line, and that's pretty much it. So recognizing that you have to support them, they have to support you, you support each other. It's mutually supporting, mutually beneficial. Mutual growth, mutual success. And that's what happens when you support your leaders. And when I mean leaders, I mean everyone. Everyone in the organization should be recognized as a leader. If you're not recognized as a leader, then guess what? Time to step up your game a little bit and let them know, hey, wait a minute. I can do something. I can contribute. I'm part of this wheel. I'm part of this machine. I'm part of the team. Think about it. That's how it goes. So support your leaders, everyone. And I'm talking to the CEO, and they know exactly, because they didn't get there by They did not get there by themselves. I get ahead of myself. They did not get there by themselves. They actually went to work. They put the work in. They recognized that their leaders recognized them, and they moved up the line. Now it's the other way around. Now, if they're up on top, if they're up in that bottleneck, then guess what? It is time for them to start recognizing and supporting you out on the front lines. And the other one, the third form of supporting your leaders, I talked about it, bottom up, top down, peer-to-peer, across, peer-to-peer. Support the manager, support the leaders, support the individuals on the other side of the building, upstairs, downstairs, whatever they're doing, the ones at the front gate, the ones at the back gate, the ones that are working it every day as well, your partners, your colleagues, your team members. Support them as well. Show them the support because they are leaders too. Because remember, one thing is certain in life. Everyone is either a leader or a future leader. That's it. I didn't put down only the owner of the business. It doesn't say only the owner of the business is a leader. No, I said everyone is either a leader or a future leader. Think that way. Believe that way. Start working that way. And you'll see your mindset will start to change. But if you're hell-bent and you're stuck in, what gear is that? That gear, you're grinding the gears between first and second, and you're not putting in the clutch. And when you put in the clutch, it means you're changing your mind and your mindset's starting to change. If you're refusing to slam and push in on the clutch and change that gear, then you deserve exactly what you get. Because you're not supporting people, you're not supporting the leaders, you're not supporting your leaders, you're not supporting the people that make you look good, those leaders, then guess what? You get exactly what you deserve. If you feel, well, I've achieved this level in life, I've achieved this level in the organization, you've achieved nothing. If that's the mindset you have, if you have this mindset of entitlement and a belief system that says, I'm here and this is where I belong and damn everyone else if they don't respect that, you are wrong. You got to respect everybody else before they'll respect you. And trust me, there'll come a time when people will start seeing through that. They'll start seeing through you. And they'll see the facade that you've been putting up and the facade that you want to live under or behind. And they'll pass you by and they'll go find another leader. It's just that simple. They're the ones that gave you the title of a leader. They're the ones that can take it away. You didn't put yourself there just because, oh, I own the building. Oh, just because I started the company. That's fine. Congratulations. Kudos to you. Woohoo. Here's a card once a year, twice a year, maybe. Woohoo. But guess what? Why do we not have Happy Leaders Day? We have a Happy Bosses Day, but a boss, not necessarily a leader. But we have Happy Bosses Day. Why don't we have Happy Leaders Day? Think about that. Think about that. Well, because there's too many leaders. Exactly. There should be too many leaders. There should be plenty of leaders. And those leaders should also realize that, hey, they're followers too. Those leaders are followers. And then you have Happy Great Bosses Day, and now you've got that. So awesome. Kudos there. But why don't we have that? We have Bosses Day, but we don't have Leaders Day. We should have Leaders Day. So something to think about, folks. Something to think about is support your leadership, because everyone is either a leader or a future leader. They're up and coming. They're making it happen. They're going to make it happen. And it's up to you as a current leader, whether you answer the phone or you sign the paychecks or you're the one that started the whole thing. It's up to you to build and create new leaders. Doesn't matter what you do. But it's your job to support those leaders. All of them. Top down, bottom up, peer to peer, especially peer to peer. Reduces the animosity. Reduces the confusion. And it definitely opens up a dialogue. It opens up communication. And when organizations are respectful and communicating and ensuring that communication stays open because they are mutually respecting each other and mutually growing together and mutually successful, guess what? There's no stopping. There's no stopping any organization, whether it's a professional organization or a family organization. It doesn't matter. When they succeed, you succeed. And think about it that way. It's not the other way around. They have to succeed so you can be a success too. You have been listening to episode 174 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I invite you to contact me by email, dave@daveguerra.com, or reach out to me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or also on Instagram, Dave_Guerra. That's Instagram.com/Dave_Guerra. Also, I invite you to visit, subscribe, and follow my page at Facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra, all one word. And again, I thank you for listening to episode 174. Join me next time for episode 175, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and always go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the way, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.